Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense, that no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods, you just might need that semi-automatic and all 30 rounds.
Right there, I saw that video, and I was like, yes, somebody gets it. Somebody put it out, the truth out there. Pastor Jerome Davison, he is a resident of Arizona, a former NFL football player, and travels across the country to inspire so many people. He has passion, he has faith, and he's now running for Congress. Isn't this what we've been asking for? We need people like this young man standing up. I'm telling you, when I first saw that video, I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? Because, you know, you first see this, you see a person on there, and they got the Klan hood on. I'm like, okay, what is this? What's going on here? Is this the Democrats trying to, you know, say Republicans are the racist ones? When we all know that the Klan was created by the Democrats. The Klan created the Democrats to try to suppress the black vote along with anybody that was white, that was supporting the Republican Party. So let's bring on this young man, Pastor Jerome Davison. Davis, thank you so much for coming on with me.
Man, I'm excited to be here, Will. I've been noticing you fighting the fight, and I was fighting the fight at the same time on YouTube, and they kicked me off, you know, during the election, during the time the shutdown, they had COVID, and I had something like 80,000 subscribers, and I was a truther, and I was sending the message out to the black folks. This is why I'm the only person running for Congress. I know what it's like to make money and make a living on these platforms and to look forward to sharing content with these people, and they kick you off. So I'm the only candidate in the United States running on an internet bill of rights. We will establish our freedom of speech again on these platforms. That way they can't steal elections and silence conservative voices.
You know what? They actually removed my YouTube channel as well. I had roughly around 114,000 subscribers. I even have that silver play button that they send you when you reach 100,000. I have it sitting on my wall, and they removed my channel, not because I was calling for violence, not because I was showing nudity, not because I was cursing, none of that, because I was telling the truth, and I was exposing what this evil, demonic leftist group is doing, and they removed my channel. Let me ask you this. Have you been seeing what's happening in New York with all the support? President Trump shows up to Harlem, and look at all this black support he's getting. But Joe Biden says if you're black, you can't support Trump. What am I missing here?
Right. Well, you know, they use the superclass. They use the superclass of blacks, which is the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers, the superstars, the football players, the movie stars, the rappers, to crack the whip on any black person who even try to think for themselves or support President Donald Trump. You remember when the great Jim Brown went to see President Trump, or when the rapper went to see him, was it Ice-T or Ice Cube? He had the platinum plan for us. But as soon as they go over there, they get the black Democrat gatekeepers to crack the whip on them. Well, I don't care what kind of names people call me. You're not paying my bills. You're not my God, because I know, I believe this, Will, that if we can allow them to pressure us and shame us into not supporting President Donald Trump, it won't be long before they shame us. Jesus shame us. They'll shame us from saying the name of Jesus. Ooh. They'll shame us from going to church. Ooh. They'll shame us from reading the Bible. Ooh. And if they let you pressure them like that, well, then it's going to change. But what I'm seeing in New York is what I've been warning people, even on, I just got kicked off of Facebook. As soon as I made my announcement, they kicked me off.
So, really?
But I've been warning people on Facebook. Yes, I've been warning people on Facebook that they're going to kick you niggly wigs out on the street. That's what I call them, niggly wigs. They're going to kick you out on the street, and they're going to bring these illegals in here, and they're going to give them the life they've been promising you. They've been promising you better schools. They've been promising you jobs. They've been promising you a better justice system. But you're going to be on the streets watching your life go to them if you don't vote right.
You know, you're so spot on, Nigglywiz. I love it. I'm going to have to start spreading it around. That's so true. Because a lot of black people, they were like, all Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. And now, and even they were screaming for reparations. And now the Democrats took those reparations and they're giving them to illegals. So let's talk about Arizona, because you're running for Congress in Arizona. I mean, you have Katie Hobbs in Arizona. You have a whole bunch of other tyrants in Arizona. I know this is an uphill battle. What does it look like? What does the platform look like right now in Arizona? And especially with Facebook, YouTube, they're removing conservative, black conservatives like you, which they keep rapping and raving like they're all for black people, people of color. What does it look like in Arizona for you right now?
Well, I'm their biggest threat. I'm their biggest threat. I'm a Holy Ghost filled believer, and I'm one who have a college education. And while I was, before I even made it to the pros, I made sure I got my degrees. And my parents made sure that they stressed education in our home. My father was a truck driver. My mother was a homemaker and made us go to church. So that hard work about being a truck driver and having faith is what the Democrats don't want black people and conservatives to have. They're going to try to do, the Supreme Court in Arizona, 6 months outside of this, this very important election, made a stirring of the nest when they upheld the abortion rights. Basically, they use it as a political football, just as they did, the National Supreme Court did in 2022, 6 months out from the election, and they gave the Democrats a talking point and a platform. And that's exactly what they're doing here. Yes, we have wicked people like Katie Hobbs and a lot of mentally ill people here. But the Spirit of God, I've been telling everybody, lay hands on your ballot. Stop. They're believing in supernatural power. They're believing in witchcraft. We got to believe in the supernatural power of God. Lay hands on your ballot, but when you put it and say, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your supernatural power to be on this ballot in the name of Jesus. If they steal it, replace it with another 100 of them.
Ooh, wait. You know, that's so spot on. I love that. We need to pray for your ballot and pray for it in the name of Jesus. And you rebuke all of these evil things that the Democrat Party, I call them the Democrat Party because they support everything that is 100% demonic, with all the way they're targeting children, the way they're having the open borders, the fentanyl killing people. There's over 400,000 children missing right now, and not a single Democrat seems to have a problem with it. They were kicking and screaming. They were crying when President Trump, they're talking about 5,000 children. Now it's 400,000. And not a single peep out of nothing from the Democrats. What do you think the top? Go ahead.
The shameful thing is that Joe Biden stopped the DNA check at the border. That now you can't do a swab and check if the person who has the baby is the owner or a relative of the baby. Why did he do that? Because of human trafficking. That's their currency. The currency of the elite is not money or gold or silver. The currency of the elite is human bodies, human trafficking, and blood.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the major top issues, other than what we just laid out, that's in America, that's headed right now to 2024? What do you want people to really concentrate on? And tell everyone how they can find you and how they can connect with you and how they can support you. Because right now, the way the Democrats are doing, they remove you from Facebook, they remove you from YouTube. They know if they can remove you from these platforms, your reach is limited. So then that way your funding is limited, because then they try to prevent people from donating to you. So I want you to tell everyone how they can donate to you, because they need to support candidates like you that's going to believe in God, that's going to put God in the forefront of everything. And you know what? A lot of times they talk about, well, pastors can't be politicians. I beg to differ. The Bible is filled with politics. They ruled, kings and queens ruled over us that believed in God. And it's all in the Bible. Amen. So tell everyone how they can connect with you and how they can support you.
Well, you know, I've reached out to a lot of big name celebrities or black people on YouTube and asked them to endorse me and get me on, because they're trying to censor me. And these people are on there talking about how they love God and love the country, but they haven't. Go to my website, jeroneforcongress.com, J-E-R-O-N-E. The biggest issues that's facing people, number one, they want the border closed. Number two, they want the illegals out of this country. And then number three, they want cheaper gas and cheaper food. These are the kitchen table issues that the Republicans have got to bring. We're not going to fight over the abortion stuff. We're going to stand up for rights. We're going to fight for the unborn. And I'm not going to change on that. I believe in conception. I believe in life at conception, and I'm going to stand on that. And it means that they don't want to vote for me, but I believe, God, that my message is very powerful and it's moving people.
Yes. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because talking about abortion, because that's what the left is running on. They're running on the fact that they want to kill the most innocent of us all, the child in the womb. This is nothing but of Satan, what they're doing. They're following Satan's orders, and they call it good health care. And they especially target the black community. Ever since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, sent it back to the states, the population of black people in the country has gone up. And who's mad about it? The Democrats. I'm like, this is unacceptable. We can't have this how'd you say it? Niggler wigs. We can't have this many in the country. We gotta do something about this. So then you have Kamala Harris show up at abortion clinic campaigning. Never ever happened before in the history of this country. But yet she shows up. Because they're targeting black people.
Yes. Yeah. It's a shame because of I said it in my PBS debate against my so-called Republican opponents who want to continue to fund Ukraine. And I called him out on the carpet for that. Mm. But I told him, I said, listen, there's no way I'm going to support the greatest genocide in humanity, in human history, that was began by a racist woman by the name of Margaret Sanger and was funded by Bill Gates' father, who owned IBM. And they wanted to stop the black weeds from populating in America. And that includes Hispanics. Hispanics only make up 18%. Blacks only make up 12% in this country. And we got to stop falling for the okey-doke. And I believe a lot of people are waking up.
Yep. One last question, and I'll let you go because I know you're a busy man. What do you think the black vote looks like for President Trump this coming election versus the last election?
It's going to be humongous. I mean, it's going to be laughable. They're going to be over there pulling their hair out. You think they screamed when Trump got elected. But when they see the black and Hispanic vote this time, they are going to be shaking. But I pray that it's not too late because they're going to use these illegals. And actually, when I get to Congress, I want to hold them responsible for every illegal vote. And people are going to go to jail for fraud.
You know what? That's exactly what needs to happen. And I can imagine the establishment, both from the Republican and these evil Democrats, they're going to hate to see you come. So I want to pray in the name of Jesus that you make it and that you get there. And we give God all the glory, because this is the time that people like you and the people that's watching right now need to stand up and fight against this tyranny. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, thank you so much for coming on here. And tell everyone your website one more time so they can get it down.
Go to JeromeForCongress.com. Donate your shoe size. I know the Bidenomics is making things tight for everybody, but my campaign is more than a campaign. It is a kingdom assignment. So whatever you give a prophet in the name of a prophet, Jesus said you will not lose a prophet's reward. Y'all be blessed. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you so much, sir. Best of luck. Wow. That's the type of people that I love to see run for Congress, because we don't need these weak in the knee, backbone, spineless rhino Republicans going up against Democrats, because all they do is they cave in. They give the Democrats exactly everything that they want. We've been seeing that even with Mike Johnson. And I love the fact that he brought up Ukraine, Shannon. I love the fact that he brought up Ukraine, talking about we need to stop sending money to Ukraine, because Ukraine, again, like I mentioned, Ukraine is nothing but a money pit for these crooked politicians.
And you know what? God says in the Bible, you take care of your home first. This is our home. We have to take care of our home here. First. We are not stronger for supporting them and not supporting ourselves. We become weaker when we do that.
You know what? But I think that's the agenda. I think the agenda is to create a weak nation. And they don't want people like Pastor Jerome standing up and speaking up and representing the Republican Party of all parties. Like the very first thing, when I first saw that video that he created, that's the best campaign ad ever created. I mean, it is the best campaign ever created.
The tide is turning for the Republican Party.
It is.
We need to keep praying that it keeps going.
It is. The tide is turning. And I'm so happy about it. I'm really excited about it because, you know, even President Trump said that this election is going to be too big to rig. Let me say it one more time, because President Trump said it. This election, 2024, too big to rig.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to three phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.